Some weeks, it can be heartening to scroll through the news and discover that on any given day in America, there are people who go out of their way, next door to the other side of the state, or even the world, to save or protect someone's life. This week, an elderly couple climbed into Ismael Baez's cab in El Paso with their parrot. They said they lived in Bandera, Texas, about 500 miles away. The couple seemed confused, but very kind, devoted to each other and their parrot. Ismael Baez did not tell them to take a bus. He's a religious man who decided they needed help. He drove them home. The journey took 10 hours, the parrot whistling the entire way. It was a $1,200 fare, if the couple had any money. Instead, Mr. Baez took along his father, Sam, who treated them to snacks and drinks. The couple could not remember where they lived in Bandera, but local police recognized them. Both the man and wife have Alzheimer's. Sheriff's deputies took them home. Bandera Police Chief Mark Burke said of Ismael Baeza, "In my job, I don't deal with many nice guys, but as far as I'm concerned, this guy walks on water." Eric Swim returned home to Marysville, Kansas this week. He'd been surfing the internet this summer when he read about a 10-year-old boy in Israel who needed a kidney transplant. It's the kind of story we can read and turn past almost every week, thinking, how sad, someone should do something. But Mr. Swim, who works on the facilities staff of a hospital, said to himself, "I have two good kidneys. I only need one." Doctors in Tel Aviv at first politely declined Mr. Swim's extraordinary offer of a kidney. But as the summer went on, 10-year-old Moshiko Sharon got weaker. Doctors couldn't find a matching donor locally. Eric Swim had himself tested and turned out to be a good match. Late last month, Mr. Swim and his wife Lori and their two children flew to Israel, and he gave a kidney to Moshiko Sharon, who now has a new chance at life. "If you want your children to see a better way," Lori Swim says, "maybe saving one person's life is a good way." And finally, Marshall, a big chocolate Labrador retriever in New Cumberland, Pennsylvania, is doing just fine. Marshall was overcome with smoke from a kitchen fire this week while his owners were away. Firefighters Jason Pooler and Kenneth Mose found Marshall's crumpled body in the house and decided they had to be able to tell the owners they tried to save him. They gave Marshall mouth-to-snout resuscitation. After about a minute of breathing and heart massage, the big brown dog coughed to life. Firefighter Pooler says, "I still have dog breath, but I'd do it again in a minute."
We kiss in a shadow. We hide from the moon. Our meetings are